the Bristol Cable Podcast.
Hi, my name is Lucas. I'm the distribution coordinator for the cable. But in my other role, I'm a data journalist and general data guy.
My name is Alec. I'm one of the operations team, which is essentially being in charge of all sorts of different facets of the cable and maintaining the activities, anything from producing the journalism to doing the finances and organising events and promotion.
Alec and I have been looking at the Panama Papers and Bristol's relation to them.
Okay, the Panama Papers has led to lots of very interesting revelations about how the kind of global elite has pursued offshore financial schemes in order to increase their wealth. A lot of the wealth has come from criminal activity or huge investments in property. And so we were interested in looking at what does it look like on kind of Bristol scale.
In particular, we've been focusing on a family incorporation service. It's where companies are formed, and it links to an international man of mystery who helps set up offshore companies.
The Panama Papers in Bristol is something that could have been approached from so many different angles. Bristol appears over like a dozen times. There are many registered addresses and people that could be the starting point for looking into, you know, their offshore connections. We decided to focus on only one individual. We spoke to him once. We tried to give him a phone call just to assert whether he was a real person, whether he was actually operating the business that, you know, we found out that he was behind. We wanted to put a few questions past him about the nature of his activities, and especially him sort of offering essentially financial services for people who are keen to develop offshore schemes. We just basically were told that he wasn't prepared to do an interview with us. So it was left there, and we haven't heard back from him ever since.
There are certain avenues we would love to explore that we can't. There are a couple companies we really want to look at, but their accounts are hidden in the Seychelles. We know that that would be the chest that we want to open to see what's really going on, and we can't do that, but neither can HMRC. It's definitely shown me that the UK has some of the best companies house records in the world, and the difficulties in actually tracing where the money is.
You know, in order to set up like a offshore system, what you're actually looking at is trying to develop a kind of system of Russian dolls where a company acts as a shell company for another in order to hide who the beneficiary owner of is. It was really fascinating to actually find that you can, you know, really trawl through a lot of the data that is filed through Companies House and actually identify not just what is kind of written black on white in terms of, you know, information about profits, but you can sort of look at little tiny small details that may give you a bit of an indication as to who is actually hiding behind a company. So, for example, the signature. What you're still able to find is potentially who's behind it.
It was also educative in the methodology we use for extracting the data, using scraping and putting those into our own programs. Scraping is an automated method of getting certain data in an organized way. So, for example, you may have 10 web pages that load the same kind of content in rows. For example, let's say like a shopping website has got, you know, different clothes on each row. This is a script that will take certain information that you select, for example, the price, the picture of the clothes, etc. It puts it in a table format, and then you can use that however you like.
We feel like we've developed some tools and skills in order to facilitate just, you know, the rapidity with which we'll be able to look at these other examples, and hopefully in the future we'll produce some more pieces and, you know, dig into those particular stories and, you know, produce some potentially interactive platform that enables people to get their heads around it.